It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Well, this week, the Ship Report and I are on vacation, and so I'm sharing excerpts from an interview that I did a number of years ago with a person who taught me a lot about the maritime industry, Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson. If you have been listening to the Ship Report for a long time, you've heard his voice many times. So I'm sharing from an interview I did years ago all about bulk carriers, that very ubiquitous ship here on the Columbia. You see them all the time. So I asked Captain Johnson just before this clip about what about bulk carriers elsewhere in the world? Are they as common elsewhere as they are here? Here's Captain Johnson.
We see far more bulk carriers than the world fleet, than its percentage of the world fleet. If you were to divide the world fleet up, almost, 45% of it is liquid bulk tankers. And now I'm talking by tonnage of cargo that's moved. So more than, or almost half of the cargo that moves in the world is oil. Then the next biggest segment of the world's movement of cargo is dry bulk. And that's mostly coal and iron ore. And the iron ore is for steel. The coal, most of it goes to the steel industry, but there's also large amounts of it that go to power generation. So there's huge amounts of coal moved from places like Australia, South Africa, that is used just for power generation. And then the higher quality coal, such as that goes out of Norfolk, the Norfolk area, is coking coal. It's used to make coke, which is used to provide the carbon in steel. I think that's about another 30% of the world fleet is involved in carrying the dry bulk. Then the container ships or liner ships, ships that go on a set schedule are called liners. That's only about 20%. It's relatively small, but that's sort of the high end of the shipping community. Much higher freight rates than on the bulk cargoes, more sophisticated, faster ships. They're the poster child ships. The tankers and the bulk carriers are the workhorses of the world fleet.
Okay. Well, and I don't know if you want to talk about this now, but one thing that's I've always wondered about bulk carriers is, do they change cargoes? I mean, does one pick up grain and then go pick up pot? And how do they clean them? if so.
There are two different segments within that bulk cargo fleet. There's the ships that are on more or less dedicated runs. So we have the orange Pan-Ocean ships that you see going by here. They're Korean. Those ships, the Ocean Beauty, the Ocean Crown, are 30 years old, and they have carried grain from the Columbia, wheat from the Columbia River to Korea their whole life. So they don't go from one commodity to another. They're pretty much dedicated. And there's quite a few ships that are in dedicated runs like that. Then there is the part of the fleet which are tramp ships. And tramp ships go wherever the cargo takes them. You may carry coal one trip, wheat the next trip, iron ore the next trip, steel in between. To give you an example of how a tramp ship works, I joined the Morning Glory in New Orleans, where she was discharging steel. From there, we went to Houston, unloaded wheat for Buenaventura and Columbia. From Buenaventura, we ballasted down to Talcahuano in Chile.
So does that mean that you didn't have cargo, but you took on ballast water?
Correct. Okay. And we loaded logs in Chile for Korea. So we came back to Incheon, discharged our logs. Then we came over to Japan and did dry docking. After dry docking, we loaded steel in Japan for the U.S. West Coast. Then we loaded logs from the U.S. West Coast back to Japan. We loaded steel in Japan for the U.S. East Coast. And from there, we loaded coke and alumina, which is refined bauxite, and took it to West Africa. And then we loaded bauxite in West Africa and brought it back to Jamaica and Texas.
Wow.
And that is typical of a tramp, going from one cargo to the next, wherever the company can make the most revenue. Hmm. There are people trying to figure that out.
So how long did that take, that entire, what you just described?
That was a little over a year.
Wow. And so you were there on the ship that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. So when you go from one cargo to the next, the crew has to clean the cargo holds for the next cargo. And that depends on what you have carried and what you're going to carry. If you're loading wheat, for instance, which is for human consumption, it has to be grain clean, which is pretty clean. The way you clean the cargo hold is first you go down and sweep it out and get any residue that's left from the previous cargo. And this is where I say if your last cargo was coal, you've got coal dust all over the
mm-hmm,
place.
Right.
If it's cement, you've really got a mess because it's this fine dust everywhere. If it was steel, it's relatively simple. You've got some leftover dunnage mm-hmm. and just the normal mm-hmm. dust that's down there. So you sweep it out first, and then the crew go down with hoses like fire hoses, water washing hoses, and wash the hold. And I found that to get the cargo holds grain clean, clean enough to load food products, I had to wash a cargo hold, go around it three times. And you go first with seawater. So you're running seawater in, and then the bilge pumps are used to pump the dirty water out. Do that three times, and then you change over, and instead of drawing your water from the ocean, you draw water from freshwater tank and rinse it with fresh water to get the salt out of the hatch. And then it was ready to be inspected. And a lot of the ships that you see that come into Astoria and anchor, and then just a couple hours later shift on upriver, what they're doing is their grain inspection. And the grain inspection is done by the NCB, the National Cargo Bureau, which is a quasi-governmental entity that checks for the stability and how the cargo is loaded, and the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, and they're inspecting mostly for the cleanliness to make sure that the ship is clean.
You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You just heard from Captain Robert Johnson, retired Columbia River Bar pilot, talking about bulk carriers. This is from an interview that I did a number of years ago with him. The Ship Report will return in its regular format on Monday, October 21st. Have a great day.